from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstage.
Not a bunch of surprises at the top. It breaks down thusly. Iowa checks in at number 25, just behind NC State at 24, USC 23. 22 is Kansas, 21 Arizona. Number 20 is the Colts, Texas A&M. Miami cracks the top 20 at number 19, Kansas State 18. Okie State locks in 17, Oklahoma 16. UT, that would be the Tennessee version, is at number 15. Clemson ranks 14th in the preseason AP Top 25, just behind 13 LSU, number 12 Utah, 11 Mizzou, and just inside the top 10 is FSU. Michigan is number 9, Penn State 8, 7, Notre Dame 6, Ole Miss. Your top 5 goes Alabama, Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, and number 1 overall, the Bulldogs of Georgia. That is how they stack up. So, looked through last night and recognized a couple of things. Number 1, Lonzo, I think this is the day that we can forever and always retire the phrase officially Power 5. Now, we already knew that because the Pac-2 isn't the Pac-12 anymore. So we already kind of knew.
Is Pac-2 having one?
No, I don't believe either of their both schools are in the AP Top 25. What we can say for sure and certain is that Power 5 is dead. Why? Because there's 4 conferences represented in the Top 25. The ACC has 4 teams. The Big 12 has 5 teams, the Big Ten has 6 teams, and the Southeastern Conference has 9 teams. But wait, Rob Brown, said the nerds, that's 4 conferences, but only 24 spots. That is correct, because inside the top 10, you find the University of Notre Dame, which of course plays its football as an independent. The Pac-12's only 2 teams, Washington State and Oregon State, neither present in the poll, meaning that for the first time, the AP Top 25 has just 4 conferences. Conferences overall in the rankings. Number 2, you can blame it on bias or you can blame it on reality. But the Southeastern Conference once again reigns supreme. 9 teams inside the top 25 for the SEC. That gets a little bit more impressive if you dig in. Because of the 9 teams, 4 of the top 6 are SEC teams. Georgia, Texas, Alabama, and number 6, Ole Miss. Of the top 6, 4 of them are from the SEC. If you stretch that out to the top 5, you add 4 more. Or to the top 25, you add 4 more. Mizzou, LSU, Tennessee, and Oklahoma at number 11, 13, 15, and 16, respectively. I mean, it kind of is what it is. Again, do I believe that there is a little inherent bias towards the SEC? Yes, I do. I always have. And I think last year proved that. As far as I am concerned, I know there are some of you that disagree. I don't care if you disagree. I think last year proved there is an inherent bias. But regardless of it, if it is just a justified or if it is biased. The reality is the Southeastern Conference once again dominates the college football landscape. I got a little curious last night, and there is a Twitter account that I love called the Sickos Committee on Twitter. Sickos Committee just basically goes and finds all the weird stuff in college football, and then as adults do, tweets about it. It's one of my favorite pastimes. But Sickos Committee on X decided to do the yeoman's work last night and to take a gander and put together the top 12 playoff teams if this was the final poll of the season. It may shock you, but it is not. There is a lot of football between here and the time that we get that poll. But I thought it was interesting nonetheless. If the top 25 that we got yesterday was the final poll of the season, here's how your playoff bracket would lay out. Great one. We would open with four games. Boise State would get into the playoffs. They would be the number 12 seed. They would travel to Eugene to take on the Oregon Ducks. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish would get in, but as a 9 seed. Remember, they cannot be conference champions. That's the price they pay for remaining independent. They would travel down to the Grove to take on Ole Miss in an 8-9 matchup. Michigan would get in an at-large position. The number 11 seed, they would travel down to Austin to take on Texas. And then number 10 Penn State would travel to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. The winner of the Boise State-Oregon matchup would move on to take on the winner of the Big 12 Utah. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish versus Ole Miss. The winner of that game would then take on the SEC's champion, number 1, Georgia. The winner of Michigan and Texas would then match up with the winner of the ACC, Florida State. And the winner of Penn State, Alabama would match up with the winner of the Big 10, the Ohio State University, could have a Big 10 matchup in round number 2 of the playoffs. You could have an SEC matchup in round number 2 if Ole Miss knocked off Notre Dame, could get the Rebels and the Dawgs in round number 2. It's interesting because I will tell you, great, of these first round matchups, there is only one, and I'm including the second round matchups, no matter who wins the first round matchups. There's only one game that I think's a dog walk, and I think that's Boise State at Oregon. I think Oregon would come into that game as probably like a 10-point favorite over the Broncos, but I think Notre Dame Ole Miss would be fun. I think Michigan Texas would be phenomenal. I think Penn State Alabama in Tuscaloosa could be a lot of fun. I think Alabama wins that game because James Franklin can't win the big game to save his ass. Then I look at the backup jobs. If Boise State knocked off Oregon, suddenly they are the Cinderellas of the playoffs. Boise State at Utah. If they don't, the Oregon Ducks taking on a former conference mate would be fun. Notre Dame Ole Miss, I don't care which one of those two teams takes on Georgia. Remember, second round quarterfinal games are at neutral sites. Those are at bowl game sites. Michigan or Texas versus FSU could be very interesting. Penn State at Alabama versus Ohio State could be very interesting. Here's what I'll say. A lot of discussion about whether or not the playoff 12 would provide interesting matchups. Obviously, the preseason poll is not going to look like the final poll of the season, Will, great one. But if those were the 12 teams, I got to say it's provided some pretty compelling matchups.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. I think that would be really cool. So hopefully it's going to be equally as compelling when we get to the year, and it probably will. Some of those names would drop out for sure, but others will make their way in. And we've been wanting it. We get it. We finally get it. Just a few months away from seeing what that's going. And as quickly as time's going by, it'll be like day after tomorrow. So, I mean, looking forward to it.
Finally, last thing that jumped out. Michigan is the reigning, defending, undisputed college football national champions. And yet, Michigan dropped all the way down to number 9, one spot ahead of a Florida State team that was considered not good enough to make the playoffs despite being a 13-0 Power 5 conference champ last year. Two spots behind a Penn State team that has beat them consistently over the years. Three spots behind an Ole Miss team that has done what? Anybody? Bueller? Nobody?
You know Michigan drops those at powerhouse J.J. McCarthy is no longer there.
Powerhouse J.J. McCarthy. Of course, the man who is going to, without a doubt, end up leading the Minnesota Vikings to playoff glory.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero faith in J.J. McCarthy, just so we're clear. I don't believe in J.J. McCarthy in the NFL at all.
He throws really good to the other team so far.
It's been a bit of a trip on the struggle bus for J.J. So there you have it. There's some initial glances. There is actually one more I noticed. Despite the fact that the fans, because they're dumb, have been dropping mucho dinero on Colorado as a playoff appearance. superior this year? They received, across the entire AP voting base, they received 1 point in the AP Top 25 voting. 1 point. Which means that the fans are still on board for the Neon Dion show, but those of us that know ball do not believe in the Buffs anymore. I found that compelling after Dion's contentious press conference this weekend.
Coach,
he ain't my coach. Best you'd get is maybe prime, but he got no votes. He got 1 vote, and that's it. Texter just asked a spectacular question. Could we get this year, could we get our Tuesday morning college football ranking release read by Bill Brooks? Could we get Bill to do the AP top 25 poll for us every week? Checking it. I can't even pretend to emulate the legend that is Bill Brooks.
See, I don't know that I could get Bill Brooks to do it, but I know I could get Davis to do it.
Roger Davis would be a great read.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what we do.
They have similar styles, and Roger is more than willing to help out. Maybe we talk to Roger Davis.
The issue we're going to have, I think, is that the AP poll is usually released on Tuesdays about the time we're going off the air. So by the time that Wednesday's show rolls around and we get the opportunity to address that poll week in and week out, it'll be old news. So I think a wonderful way to keep things fresh is to, instead of Rob and Lonzo with their, let's say, phenomenal radio voices, but just not Bill Brooks or Roger Davis.
You could say that our voices are award winning. You could say that.
I mean, you can because they are.
Three times?
Because they are.
Roger.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Davis, more than willing. I
think that
it
might be the play. I think we see if we can get Bill Brooks and or Roger Davis, maybe both, because I'll play them back-to-back if you get both of them.
Dude, I can mix it. A little Roger Bill mix up.
I think maybe that's how we introduce the AP Top 25 poll every single week, is we have a couple of icons.
Like, I can try to emulate Roger Davis and Bill Brooks by doing my deep cool guy announcer voice, but let's be real, it's not the same.
Because both of them are seasoned. You're not quite to that point of seasoning.
I'm not old yet.
You said that, now I'm going to go with seasoned.
You were thinking it. And that's fair, because it's true. Hey, speaking of college football, do one. I want to remind you that Furman football, actually, I don't know if I'm in reminding or enlightening, but no, either way.
I think you're saying it for the first time, so yeah.
Furman Football Fan Fest taking place this Saturday. Gates open at noon. The Furman Paladin football team will be on the field for scrimmage at 1 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your opportunity to be introduced to the 2024 Furman Paladin football team. It is this Saturday. Gates at noon. Team takes for the field for scrimmage at 1 p.m. They will have concession stands open, so you can go grab yourself that first football glizzy of the season. All right?
You should go to FanFest, but I suggest you don't go up and say, hi, can I have a glizzy?
Why?
Because you might get smacked.
Or, hear me out, you get that first football glizzy. That first Furman football paladin glizzy of the season. They're also going to do a post-scrimmage autograph session with the team down on the field. So not only will you be introduced to the 2024 Furman paladin football team, But on top of that, you'll get to actually be introduced to the 2024 Furman Paladin football team. And oh, by the way, in case none of that was compelling enough to get you out to Paladin Stadium coming up this Saturday for Furman Football Fan Fest. Wonderful use of alliteration there by the Dents. Not only is all that taking place, but here's the best part. It's free. It's free. You just go. Just go. You just go. You park. You walk on in to Paladin Stadium. You're going to get to watch the boys in purple and white lay it down on the field for a couple of minutes. Then you're going to get to go down on the field, introduce yourself to the team, let the team introduce themselves to you, both metaphorically and quite literally, and get your opportunity to go eyes on with the Dens. F you one time, F you two times, F you three times, F you all the time. Furman Paladin Football Fan Fest this Saturday, August 17th, gates at noon, team on the field for scrimmage at 1, concessions open, post-game scrimmage autographs with the field down on the team, and it is all free with our friends at Furman. By the way, I don't think I've said this yet.
With the team down on the field.
What'd I say? With the field down on the team?
You did.
I mean, what do you want? I've only done this 17 years.
I'm just trying to help before the text line. It's a problem.
Welcome to my life. Last week, you know what I got to do last week? Last week, great one, I got to put on a high-vis vest and a hard hat and go inside Timmons Arena and see the upgrades they're making.
Are they really called high-vis?
Yeah.
Because they have the glow and dark. Okay.
Yeah, and they're neon yellow. I gotta tell you.
It literally says what it is, yeah. And I've just never heard it said that way.
Not only is it high-vis, but it also encouraged me to add some neon yellow into the wardrobe.
I just thought it was construction workers. I didn't realize that. But
they're high-vis.
But your way sounds, I don't know.
Professional?
Sexier, I suppose.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I got to put on a very sexy high-vis vest and a very sexy hard hat.
You weren't tempted to sing in the Navy.
Hello, ladies. I got to go inside of Timmons Arena and see the upgrades they're making to Paladin Stadium. And I got to tell you, dude, it's going to be freaking sick. Tell you what they did to the stadium. It is still the intimate Timmons Arena that is a fantastic basketball arena because you're on the court, right? As a fan, that's fantastic. You're on the court. But this year, the seating will wrap all the way around. It is like full venues, arena style. So the seating goes all the way around, and there is a walking concourse that goes all the way around too. So you'll still come in the main entrance of Timmons Arena, but once you get into the gym, there is a walking concourse that goes all the way around, and the seating wraps all the way around, which I think is great, because now, like last year, there was a little bit of seating on one end, and there was like a small student section on one end, and then on the other side, there were bleachers, but they were kind of back from the court a little bit, and it was kind of a sectioned off. Now, it's 360 seats all the way around the court, and they're all the way up to the concourse, and they're right there on the basket, right? Like, they're right on the sideline. I got the opportunity to get the behind-the-scenes private tour with our buddy Drew Ingraham, the assistant athletic director at Furman, took me backstage to kind of let me get eyes on what the gym is shaping up to be. And I'm going to tell you, as a basketball dude, this is going to be a highlight venue. It is going to be a phenomenal venue. Got a chance to go. None of it's built in yet. It's all framework still because it's not going to be open this season. Furman, of course, is going to be playing their college basketball downtown at the Well this year. But it will be open for the 2025 season. And I got to tell you, I am freaking excited to see what this gym turns into. So they have luxury boxes up all the way around, and some of them are obviously for people who want to, sponsors who want to purchase a box, but they'll also have some that you can rent out to throw parties and events and whatnot. And those luxury boxes, dude, they're on the court. I was making a joke with Drew that if you're in a luxury box, you're going to be able to like reach over and drop a paper towel and it'll land on Dan Scott's head sitting courtside, because it's on the court. It is absolutely incredible. This gym's going to be beautiful. And there's a they're keeping the party deck. The party deck is now going to be on the side of the court. So when you're on the party deck, if you rent out the party deck or you just go to a game and go to the party deck, you can grab your brewskis, turn around, walk to the railing. And the railings, again, right at the top of the seats that are vertical onto the court. There is not a bad spot to watch basketball in this gym. I will keep it a buck. When they told me that they were renovating Timmons Arena, I was like, you got a good stadium, man. Like, I understand you want to renovate, you want to upgrade. Let's keep it a buck. College athletics is not just about the athletes anymore. It's about the facilities. This is why you see what I call locker rooms arms race taking place around college football. There is there's an arms race regarding college sports because these athletes, they want to be wined and dined, right? Like when they come to your arena and your locker room and your facilities, they want to be able to see that the facilities and the amenities that you provide them with are top notch. We went to Clemson open house a couple of weeks ago, and I got a laugh. When I was walking down the hallway, they took us from the cafeteria, the athlete cafeteria where they host most of the event. They took us to go meet Dabo in the practice facilities attached to the indoor practice field. And when we were walking down the hallway, they kind of take you on a behind the scenes tour, past the locker room, past the players' luxury lounge where all the players hang out after practices and whatnot. And one of the things that we walked by was there is a players only barbershop in the Clemson football facility, right? And it is a full sail barbershop, and it's gorgeous, dude. Like, it's beautiful.
When you say players only, does that mean there's no barber there? The players actually?
No, there is someone on site. I don't know if it's like.
So only the players can get their hair
cut. Can get their hair cut there. Okay. It is a team barbershop, and it's gorgeous, dude. Like, if it was a bro cave, you'd be thrilled about it if you were a Clemson fan. It is gorgeous. And so I was walking down the hallway with one of the other members of the media. And I guess it was their first time going to media open house at Clemson. And we walked by it, and the guy's like, "This is why they got to charge so much for tickets, I guess." And I was like, "Dude, you think a barbershop is it? Think a barbershop is it? There are some of these schools that have full sale massage parlors, like right, like entire spas just for the football players. When you are looking at being a top notch program, when players come in, they want to see that they are going to be living a life of luxury. That's why you got barbershops and you got spas and salons. That's why you got restaurants that are open almost 24/7 for these players that serve nicer food than has ever been placed on my kitchen table. And y'all, Rob Brown can cook, all right? Rob Brown can cook. I got a little bit of that Cajun magic in. Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself, all right? I can cook. The food that they put out, unbelievable. When we were there, they put out like a pecan-crusted glazed salmon filet. Some of the best damn fish I've ever had in my life. And I eat fish all the time. I was like, oh, dude, you should not be able to mass produce this on demand. That's not all right. Players want to feel like the facilities that they are in are luxury. So I saw Timmons Arena and what they're doing to it. And I'm like, yep, Furman's about to have an easier time recruiting basketball players because this stadium is going to be beautiful when they are done. Texture said, Rob Brown, I guarantee. I'm telling you, you got to hit it with that Emeril Lagasse. Bam! When you put that spice on a shot.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.